pocket breaks down. McCarron being chased, and down he goes. Derek Wolfe.
Hello from Broncos headquarters on this Friday morning. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer, and we have some free agency news as the Broncos get set to play the Steelers in the playoffs on Sunday. But we found out this morning that the Broncos signed Derek Wolfe to a four-year extension. And, Matt, we know that John Elway likes to keep his own guys.
He does. You think about all the players that have come up through the Broncos' ranks. John really takes pride in having one of the best scouting and draft staffs in the entire National Football League. And for Wolfe, particularly, this was a career year. 49 tackles, 5.5 sacks, weren't a career high, 1.5 sack off his career high, but a fantastic year. Played really well in Wade Phillips' system. You can really see a growth, a jump in his production having Wade Phillips here playing in that 3-4 style defense. I think it's really suited him well, and the fact that now Wolf is going to become an even bigger part of the Broncos' future can only mean good things for his own personal career.
Yeah, and the other thing that we saw from Wolf after that scary hit he took in Seattle a couple years ago, he finally looked back to himself. He put on that weight, looked like the player that he was supposed to be, that second-round pick out of Cincinnati. But, Matt, for the Broncos, this is just the first guy on a long list of free agents that they need to take care of this offseason.
Well, this is huge because now Wolf locked up. That's one less thing you need to worry about during the offseason. Obviously, the big name everybody's going to be talking about is Von Miller. Now this frees up the Broncos to concentrate on signing Von. You also think about Malik Jackson. If they're able to lock up Malik Jackson, just how powerful that defensive front would be if they could lock up both of those guys. And Brock Osweiler, another name that some people are talking about with free agency coming up. So the Broncos really do have still a lot of priorities in the free agent market, but I think locking up Wolf is the first step into a long free agent process that is going to start once the season ends.
Yeah, definitely big news here on this Friday morning. The Broncos signing Derek Wolfe to a four-year extension, and you, like Matt mentioned, think about him as one of the cornerstones of the defense moving forward. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.